inviting body and mind to rest. To rest into the dignity of taking our place on the earth. Resting into this place on the earth as a home for this moment. Woven through the body as we sit or lie or stand or rest here are all the threads of this life and the lives of our ancestors. Everything we've ever done, skillful and unskillful. Everything we've ever experienced, the actions of others. Most immediately, our family, then our communities, our cultures. All of the layers with which we might identify and know ourselves as an individual, as a daughter or son, as a partner, as a friend, as an ally, as members of a community. Ways that we may have been oppressed, ways that we may have oppressed others. All of it woven through us here. I am the owner of my actions. Wherever there's the bonds of connection and identity, there's ownership. We might say, I carry the results of my actions. I carry the results of my families and ancestors' actions, because they're part of me. I am the heir to those actions, born of those actions, related to those actions. It is a deep truth about the past that it cannot be fixed, changed. Our own actions in the past cannot be fixed or changed, improved. There's only ever in this present moment our intention and the actions that unfold from that intention. May our actions be restorative, nourishing. wiser, more and more. Meditation on karma suggests that we might sit and bear the weight of the past. And yet, in this moment, when there's the intention toward kindness, the intention toward peace, toward harmlessness, toward restoration of goodness in the world, that intention unfolds as action that observes the precepts, that helps others, that cares. Caring action manifests metta, loving kindness. Loving kindness unfolds as peace in the heart, non-contentiousness, and matures in the meditation as tranquility, but also as compassion, care. Can I sit holding the noble seat with all the weight of my past and the communal past? Held by the simple ease that's possible in this moment that doesn't cancel out or fix the past, but neither does it succumb to its weight. You might experiment here with what it might feel like to sit in that way. Maybe deepening the breath helps, lifting some energy to meet some fullness that you might invoke, or softening, opening, or firming up, sitting tall, holding the ground. And practice in this way, or let all of that go and just rest with the breath. And the body in its dignified humanity.